people come to Jesus and ask him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Jesus' response seems to indicate he knows what they're thinking, which is, well, these men must have done something. They must have committed some sin to merit this kind of divine wrath that God would allow Pilate to treat them this way. But Jesus just says, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? No, and I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. So in all of this, basically, Jesus does what the scriptures do from the beginning of the Old Testament to the end of the New Testament, which is there are certain times when the scriptures will say this happened to such and such person because of the sins that this person had committed. But there are many instances in which that's not the case. And the ultimate point of the thing is, this is evidence that we're living in a sinful world. This is not how God created the world to be. This sorrow is not something that God wants his children to endure. So God's going to send his son into this world to die for the sins of the world, to restore creation, to bring about peace and tranquility by triumphing over these sins on the cross, so that everyone who has perpetrated these sins, Jesus responds by forgiving that sin. Everyone who is victimized by these sins, Jesus responds by giving them victory over these sins, by shedding his blood for their own transgressions, and by giving them the right to have eternal life in his name.